blessings. Today I want to discuss the concept of black and white thinking. Although we often say in colloquial English, it's all there in black and white, meaning it's simplistic or obvious, few things in this world are very simplistic. Black and white thinking refers to the idea that people reduce either concepts, people, or tasks to all or nothing. Us versus them, good or bad, for me or against me. On one end of the spectrum of human behavior is a natural tendency to simplify our perceptions and thinking, to make choices, and this can sometimes look like black and white thinking, but it can also distinguish many shades of gray. On the other end of the spectrum are people who seem only to think in this paradigm and cannot distinguish the many shades of gray in between. The human eye can distinguish millions upon millions of shades of color. How do we account for, then, this need to simplify and reduce to one or two? Oversimplification of matters and people is often justified socially for survival. When we see a person who thinks often, or most of the time, in black and white, it can be because they have suffered a trauma that has set them or their personality in the framework of survival, or their community itself has been in survival mode, and it has become a learned behavior that either the whole family or the whole community suffers from, and are in survival mode as a family or a community. We find that most people and most things in life are not either this nor that. They are some combination of this and that, and other shades in between. Too much black and white thinking leads to an imbalance in personality traits, sometimes creating a personality disorder. We see in the Quran that even alcohol is not 100% bad, but that its detriment outweighs its benefit, so we don't drink it as practicing or adherent Muslims. In our relationship with others, oftentimes we read on social media very black and white thinking. This behavior is actively altering the perceptions of the community to minimalist and reductionist thinking and social interaction. Meanwhile, traditional methods of face-to-face interaction do not allow for as much black and white thinking. As a community, it behooves us to consider parameters around such interactions, as it can and will affect our overall communal and individual mental health. Until next time, peace and blessings. MH90.